Okay, today, Be'ez Hashem, we're going to continue in the seventh parak of Maseches Trumos, and today we are learning Mishnayos, Gimel, and Dalit. So Mishnah Gimel is going to give us four different cases where a person has to pay the Keren, but not the Chomesh. He has to pay back the Keren for the Truma that he took, but he does not have to pay the extra 25% for the Truma that he took. So the Mishnah tells us the following four cases. Number one, HaMachil is Banav Ketanim. A person takes Truma and feeds it to his Ketanim children. To the children who are under bar or bas mitzvah, and the bartender points out they certainly are not chayiv for anything that they do because they're ketanim. Now, case number two, v'esavadav bein gedolim bein ketanim. He's machil as avadim. He gives his avadim truma, and it doesn't matter in this case whether the avadim are ketanim or gedolim. Now, it happens to be that avadim are chayiv for things that they steal, but there's a technical problem if avadim steal, and that is that they don't have any money. They don't have any possessions. Kol masha kona eved, kona rabba, whatever an eved owns, automatically belongs to the master. So there's not going to be anything with which to pay. So in these cases, where the person feeds his children, or he feeds his avadim truma, there's not going to be a requirement to pay a chomesh, as the Mishnah will soon say. Case number three, ha'ochel trumas chutz la'aretz. Even if a person himself eats the truma, but it's truma from chutz la'aretz, there is such a din, that there's such a thing called Trumas chutz la'aretz. That's only truma midrabanan. Meaning, on a d'oraisa level, only truma that grows, the only food that grows in Eretz Yisrael is subject to truma. However, the chacham made a din that even in places that are in the immediate vicinity of Eretz Yisrael, such as in Mitzrayim, in Amun, in Moab, in Bavel, there's also a din of truma. But such truma, since it's only drabanan, does not generate the requirement to pay a chomesh. And case number four, va'ochel pachos. Kazayis Truma, if a person eats less than a Kazayis of Truma, the halacha is that you only pay the Chomesh if you violated the Yisra of Achilas Truma. Pachos Mikazayis is not called Achila. The definition of Achila throughout Torah is always a Kazayis. So in all those four cases, Mishalim is a Keren, Ve'inu Mishalim is a Chomesh. A person pays the Keren, you certainly have to pay back the Kohen for that which you took from him, but you don't have to pay the extra Chomesh. And because you're not paying the extra Chomesh, Vatashlum and Chulin, if you decide not to pay with money but to pay with produce, that produce is chulin, that produce is not truma. In ratzah kohen limchol mochel, and therefore, if the kohen wants to be mochel, he could be mochel because it's purely a monetary obligation. So just like when someone owes you money, you could be mochel, so the kohen can also be mochel. Mishnah Dalet therefore sums up when is it that the kohen can be mochel and when is it the kohen cannot be mochel. When is it that the stuff you use to pay back, the produce you use to pay back, has a status of truma? And when is it that it does not have the status of truma? So the Mishnah says, you may have noticed a trend. Zeh haklal, kol mishalim keren v'chomesh, whenever you're paying back a keren plus a chomesh, hatashlum in truma, that which you're paying back becomes truma itself. The produce you're using to pay back becomes truma itself, and imratza kohen limchol ein mochel, and the kohen does not have the right to be mochel because it's not viewed as a purely monetary obligation. But whenever you're going to pay only the keren and not the chomesh, then atashlum and chulin, then that which you pay back is considered chulin, and imratza kohen limchol mochel, if the kohen wants to be mochel, he has the right to be mochel such a payment. Whenever you're only paying for the Avera of eating Truma, so then you're going to add an extra 25%. So if you're putter from adding the 25%, so it's clear that it's not because of the Avera of eating Truma, it's just about the monetary compensation. And therefore, this rule holds true. So to quickly review what we learned today, in Mishnah Gimel, we learned that there are four cases where you pay, meaning an additional four cases. We learned cases earlier in the parak also. But four cases where you pay the Keren and not the Chomesh. And that is, if you feed the truma to your children, if you feed the truma to your avadim ketanim, if you eat less than a kazayis of truma, and if you eat truma from outside of Eretz Yisrael. And then the Mishnah Dal told us the rule always is that whenever you're paying a keren and a chomesh, then if you're paying with produce, it has the kedusha of truma, and the kohen cannot be mochel. If you're paying a keren without the chomesh, then it does not, if you pay with produce, it does not have the kedusha of truma, and the kohen does have the right to be mochel. Be'ez Hashem, tomorrow we'll pick up with Perek Zayin, Mishnah Hey.